God bless you, Sister Davison. Appreciate that. I ask an interest in your prayers today. If you have your Bibles and would like to read along with me in the lesson this morning, then turn to Joshua chapter 1. And I want to read the first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1 for a scripture reading this morning. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The thought that the Lord has given me today to share with you, I'd like to present it by using this title, God's Successors. And I want you to think about that with me this morning, if you will, here for a little while. And there's something that we need to be sure that we never forget. And that is that this great work that you and I as the children of God are involved in is not our work, it's the Lord's work. And we are His workmanship. And this is not our church, it's the Lord's church. And we have the awesome privilege of being members of the Lord's church. And as we are told in the Bible, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's, and we are His soldiers and His servants. And we pass through the scene of time very quickly. We have our time in the kingdom, and very quickly it's gone. And I want to quote something that Brother Dallas Wheat told me a couple of weeks ago, and I may not get the words exactly right, but this is what he said to me. We were talking, and he said, one of the biggest surprises in my life has been how quickly it's passed. And that is shocking, isn't it, how quickly the time goes. And we pass through the scene of time very swiftly. And we only have that small window of opportunity to do the things that God has for us to do here. And you may, most of us probably, sometime in our life, we have looked at someone who through their zeal for the Lord and their faith and their lifestyle and just the way that they lived and the way that they served the Lord, that they just inspired you so much that you would look at that person. I know I've done this, probably everyone has, but you would look at that person and you would look at their life and you would think, who's going to replace that person when they're gone? Who's going to, stand in the gap for them when they leave time and go out into eternity? But you know, the truth is that God has a successor for them. He has a successor. And there are none of us, and I think it would be good for us to always remember this, that there are none of us that cannot be replaced. All of us in the work of the Lord, we are very much replaceable. Now, the message that I have on my heart today, and I realize that none of us ever really know when our labors here on the earth are going to be finished. Some of you that are older than me today, I might be called to rest before you are. I mean, that's something that we don't know. We never know when God will call us from our labors to be at home with Him. But for those of you here today, by reason of age, that realize that your time on the earth is drawing to a close and your labors are just about finished, I believe that this should be a very comforting thought to you today. And to those who are younger in age, and I think that this should be very sobering. This thought should be very sobering to us. But for everyone that God uses in His work and to accomplish the things concerning His cause, He has someone to come along and to take up the work after that we're gone. And isn't that wonderful? And as long as we can live our lives, and I know that after people spend a lot of years in a church, that becomes very special. I mean, if it doesn't, then something's wrong. The church where you are a member becomes very special to you. And it, to me, it's a great comfort to know that wisdom will not die with us, and the work of the Lord will not die with us. And as we look back into the past at those that have served before, we know that and thank God that He has brought people along to carry on the work after others are gone. And I'm confident that God will do that until He comes and brings an end to time and calls His church out of this world. God will continue to send the successors that He needs. And the workmen will be buried along the way, but the work will continue on. Now, as we think of Moses, and we know that Moses was a very great servant of God, there's very few people that have ever been
have even had the slightest association with church or with the Bible or anything like that, that hasn't heard the name of Moses and heard about the things that Moses did while he was here on the earth. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10, after the death of Moses, the Bible says that there arose not a prophet since like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And Moses was a very unique man, and he was a very great, diligent servant of the Lord. And we might, and perhaps those in their in that time, as they were being led by this man through the wilderness there on the Exodus, and the things that Moses did for the children of Israel, they may have looked at times and said, what will we do when Moses is gone? How will we fare when Moses is gone? But in this chapter here in Joshua, this first chapter of Joshua that was read here before you this morning, we realize that God had the plan. God had it under control. God knew exactly what to do, and God knows when each one of us is going to leave. God already knows it. And so, as great as Moses was, God took his life. God took him up there on Mount Pisgah, and he took his life. And then he came to Joshua, and he said, Joshua, Moses is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. And now I want you to take up the work, and I want you to lead these people on over into the promised land. And this is what he told him. He said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Now, when I think about the fact that I don't know how long time is going to go on, but when I think about the fact that one day, if God tarries his coming, that I'm going to be gone from the world, and that my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, however long that God allows time to go on, will be here, and they will be dwelling on the earth. And it's a great comfort to me to know that the same God that has led me in my life, the same God that has been with me and has directed the steps of my life and has been a great comfort in my life and has been there when I have gone to him and sought him for help, has always been there for me to answer my prayers and to grant my request and to lead me in his righteous path, will be there for my children and will be there for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren the same way that he's with me. As we look back through time, the one constant in every generation, you know, listen, generation from generation, things change, don't they? They change. I remember one time I was talking to someone that was just really put out, and I don't know how you feel about this, and I'm not trying to make an issue. I'm just trying to use an example. One time I was really, I was talking to someone that just was really adamant about the ladies not wearing slacks to church. They just felt like that they ought to wear dresses to church. And I said, well, I said, with all due respect, I said, we could go back 100 years ago or maybe 150 years ago, and we could find ladies back then that would think that it's just terrible that you only wear your dress to your knees. I mean, things change, don't they? from generation to generation, things change. Things in our lifestyle change. There's always changes that are coming in, and I'll guarantee you that if we could go back somehow a few hundred years back, we would find the Lord's church and their mode of worship would not be exactly like what ours is today. Things change, but there are things that were there then that I believe are still here now. And the most important thing is that we stick with the Word of God and the doctrines that He has given to us. But the one constant in every generation has been that the Lord has been with them, and the Lord never changes. He never changes. And that's why that every generation has been able to carry the cross and to continue on and to keep the church going and to do the things that God has left us here to do, because God has the successor for the job, and God is able to help them just exactly like He helped the one before them. And God was able to do with Joshua the same thing that He was able to do with Moses. Now, I believe that. I believe that God is able to do with one person what He can do with another person. And so, if you go on and you look in the last chapter of the book of Joshua, you will read about the death of Joshua. And then you'll find in that where in the first chapter of the book of Judges, you'll find where that after the death of Joshua, the children of Israel came to God and they said, "Who shall go up now for us and fight against the Canaanites?" And the Lord came to them and He said, "Well, Judah will go up and fight for you." And see, God had a successor for Moses after his death. After Joshua's death, He had a successor for Joshua, and so on and so on. And the work of the Lord rolls on through the years. I've often wondered about the people that lived before you and I that gave up their lives, suffered martyr deaths, gave up their lives for the work of the Lord. And I've often wondered, you know, if that time comes for us, are we going to be strong enough to stand? Are we going to be able to stand before the persecutors the way that those people did and say, "Take my life if you must, but I will not renounce God and the things of God"? And you know, the answer many times has come to my mind, yes, I believe that we can do that. And the reason that I believe that is because we would have to do it the same way that they did it. Listen, the strength that those people had to do that was not in them. The strength for them to do that was in God, and God gave them that grace, and God gave them that strength. And the same God that enabled them to do those things will enable us if it comes upon us. I believe that. I'm convinced of that. That the same God that helped them will be able to help us. Now, you know, for those of us, those who may be, and I suppose that we could talk to every age group today, but for those who are younger, you need to learn everything that you can. Everything that you can. We need to pay attention to the elders of the church, the older people of the church. The younger people need to pay attention to the older members. And the older members need to teach everything that they can. we need to leave behind. Listen, when we go through this life and we, come to the point where we leave this world, we need to make sure that we left behind everything that we could leave behind to benefit the work of the Lord. That's what our lives ought to be about. Serving God while we're here and leaving something behind when we're gone that somebody else can use. And listen, I am certain that on that exodus, as they traveled along towards Canaan, that Joshua was learning things from Moses. And along the way, God was training him and God was raising up the one that would succeed him when he was gone. And no doubt there are people right here today that God is training and God is bringing along and God is raising them up. The young men of the church need to learn everything that you can, because the offices of the church, as they're vacated by the older one, the office of deacon, the office of pastor, should God call you to preach, you need to learn everything that you can as you go. I'll give you a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Of the many famous quotes that Abraham Lincoln made, this is one that he said. He made this quote. He said, I will prepare, he said, I will prepare and my chance will come. And you need to prepare. You need to learn everything that you can. And you need to listen to what you hear. You need to consider what you hear. You need to take what you hear and go study about it and learn everything that you can and prepare, because your chance will come one day. And a lot of people, when David was a youth and he was out there in the field keeping his father's sheep, I'm sure that a lot of people would have looked at David and they would have seen him as nothing more than a little shepherd boy out there taking care of the sheep. But let me tell you something, out there in that field, as David watched over his father's sheep, God was raising up a king out there. God was training a king out there. He was training one that would one day come and lead Israel. And I want you to know something today, that God can see in you the things that nobody else can see. God can see in you the things that you can't see in yourself. And there's a song, and I love what it says in the song. It says, when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. God knows what he's going to do with us. And out there watching, out there in that field, think about it, out there in that field watching over his father's flock, God was raising up a young soldier that would stand against Goliath and bring him down. God was raising him up all the time. When Elijah was about to leave the world, he said to Elisha, he said, tarry here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said, this is in 2 Kings chapter 2, or chapter 1 or 2, chapter 2, I believe, 2 Kings. But he said, tarry ye here, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto Elijah, he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you. And they went to Bethel. And then Elijah said unto Elisha, he said, tarry ye here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I won't leave you. And they went to Jericho. And then Elisha and the sons of the prophets, they're at Bethel and at Jericho. They came to Elisha and they said, do you know that the Lord will take your master away today? And he said, yes, I know it, but you hold your peace. And so finally Elijah said unto Elisha, he said, the Lord tarry here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And Elisha said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I won't leave you. And they went to the Jordan. And they got there to the Jordan, and Elijah took the mantle and he divided the water with it there, and they crossed over the Jordan there, and they stood there on the other side, and Elisha watched as Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. But before he left, he asked Elijah, he said, what would you have that I would do for you? And Elisha said, that a double portion of your spirit would fall on me. And I pray that as each servant of God departs this world, that a double portion of their spirit would stay behind and be with those that will succeed them, that each generation may do a better job than what the generation before them has done. I mean, isn't that what you would desire? You know what? When my children were born into the world, I was never jealous of them. I had hoped that they would do greater things in life than what I had done. When my youngest son told me that he had been called to preach, I wasn't jealous of him at all. I got down before God and I prayed, and it was the desire of my heart that God might use him to be a better preacher than what Dad was, that he might accomplish more than what I've accomplished. And I pray that a double portion of those of you that are nearing the end of your labors here on the earth, I pray that a double portion of your spirit will fall upon us and that you'll leave it behind, that we might even be more successful in the work of the Lord. You know, every generation should benefit from the generation that lived before them. We should benefit. And I believe that in many ways we do. Well, of all the servants of God that have ever lived on the face of the earth, no matter how zealous they've been, no matter how much they have done for the Lord, no matter if they were Moses or Elijah or anybody else, let's think just a moment about Paul before I go into that. Paul was a great apostle. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, you'll find there that Paul, where he talked about that he was really not worthy to be an apostle because he had persecuted the church of God. He called himself the least of the apostles, but he went on and he said, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet it was not I, but it was the Lord that was with me that was doing these things. But listen, Paul wanted the things that he had done and the things that he had stood for to be carried on after that he had gone. And I believe he had successors in men like Timothy and Titus. And Paul wrote to Timothy not long before his death, and he charged him to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Paul had a great desire to see the things that he had stood for to go on, and I believe he gave Timothy something great in that epistle. He got a charge from the Apostle Paul to just go on and labor, go on and keep up the work, go on and do the things that God has for us to do. And so, of all the servants of the Lord, if we're talking about Moses, Elijah, Paul, whoever it is, there's never been one like Jesus. Nobody could do what Jesus did. He was the only one that could make the atonement. He was the only one that could be the head of the church. The only one that could do those things was Jesus Christ the Lord. And he was the only begotten Son of God. But listen, even when Jesus Christ came to the point where he ascended from this world back to the Father in heaven and left his church behind in the world, even Jesus sent his successor. He sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send another comforter, and he will lead you, and he'll guide you into all truth, and he will bring to your remembrance the things that I have taught you while you were here. And Jesus is not with the church in the body anymore like he was for a while, but his presence is still with us through the Holy Spirit, and he's still leading us and he's still guiding us. And you can be sure today that Jesus Christ is still walking among his churches, and he's here to help us just as much as he has ever helped any generation of people. Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And those, I want to say this to you today, to those that are nearing the shores, that have worked so hard, that have labored so hard in the Lord's work, and have kept this church here going through the years. Let me say this today. Let me comfort and assure your hearts, if I can, by the promise of God's word, that as you go, the Lord will continue with his church. He'll continue in power. As I said, none of us know when we're going to go. I may be the God may call me out of this life before he does you. But I can leave in hope, knowing that just as sure as God takes me out, he can raise somebody else right up behind me to preach the gospel. We're all expendable in the work of the Lord. And I thank God that it is that way. And I believe that every generation has the responsibility of knowing the truth for ourselves. Don't ever believe something just because somebody else believed it. We've got the Word of God. Know it for yourself. Know it for yourself. Don't ever preach anything just because somebody else preached it. Know it for yourself and then preach it. Every generation has the responsibility to know the Word of God themselves. And I thank God for his successors. I'm glad that when it came time for Moses to die, I'm glad that the nation of Israel didn't die out with him. If that would have happened, we were in trouble. We were in trouble. That's another sermon, but I'm thankful that God had someone to just pick up the work and just keep it going. And you read the story of Elijah. I hope I didn't misquote where it's at. I think I gave you the right place.
But anyway, you read the story of Elijah and Elisha, and you'll find out that after Elijah did what he did there, and the double portion of his spirit fell upon Elisha, yes, 2 Kings chapter 2, that Elijah was able to take, he took up the mantle and he was able to do the same things that Elijah had done before, because the same power was with him that was with Elijah. And I appreciate your attention today. The Lord, when he comes, he's going to find his church here in the world still doing his work. No matter if it's you here or if it's me that's still here, he'll still find his church here doing his work, and that is all that counts. That's it. So thank God for his line of successors. Anybody have anything on your heart today? If not, I appreciate your attention. Thank you all for coming. Remember service tonight at 6 o'clock, everyone that will come back for the evening service. And let's remember all the requests that have been made today. If all hearts are free, stand together.